Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the Market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hongbin Jung. One of the most downtrodden sectors from 2022 was the Asia high-yield bond market. But it looks like that market is currently rebounding from historical lows and yielding more than other global bond markets. So how are there any opportunities in this market, and what's the outlook like for the Asian credit market for the rest of the year? Well, joining us on the phone today to tell us more is Henry Low, who's the head of Asia Credit at Aberdeen. Hi, Henry. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Hongbin.
Thank you for joining me today. I just want to start off with, you know, the Federal Reserve's policy tightening and the recent banking sector crisis. They are weighing on the U.S. economy, which is, you know, staring at a possible recession soon. So how is this affecting the Asian credit market?
Absolutely. I think it's hard to ignore the big global macro risks that are facing the world today. But I think really overall, the Asian credit markets have performed quite well, really, and very resilient compared to some of their global peers. If we look at the DAX here, the JP Morgan Asia Credit Index, the overall return is just over 2%. Compare that to the US IG markets, which are returning just a bit over 1%. EM markets are just under 2%. So it does go to show that Asia continues to be relatively resilient amidst all this risk that we're seeing, and really exemplifying some of the traits that we've seen in Asian credit markets over its history. A market really that has a lot of quality, both from the types of issuers. Despite the troubles and the challenges we faced in 2022, it's been a great way to get access to the Asian growth story when you take into account, you know, risk-adjusted return characteristics compared to some of the other asset classes in this region.
I see. Well, you know, China's reopening theme had been, you know, the main driver of a recovery in the broader Asian credit markets earlier this year. But, you know, with the recent disappointment in economic data out of China showing a bit of a slower-than-expected recovery, is it still the main driver?
It has been the main driver, but perhaps on the downside this time around. I think you're feeling that a little bit on more in the high yield space. I think that's where the weaker sentiment is starting to play out a little bit. And some of the rebound that we saw in the early part of this year, some of those gains are starting to be given back. Really, I think it's a matter of balancing expectations and the reality on the ground. You know, the truth is China is reopening. If you look at some of the broader data like consumption, that is happening. The question is really one of what shape, what form is that rebound happening in? Where is that consumption coming back? Where is the spending coming back? And it's perhaps not in the places that investors might have anticipated or expected in the early part of the year. But nonetheless, you know, there are still pockets of opportunity there. And if anything, this retracement of spreads, the slight widening that we've seen has actually provided a great opportunity to start rethinking about, putting positions back on or initiating some kind of looking into the asset class.
Right. So what would you say are some of the investment opportunities that you're seeing in Asia credits amid this backdrop?
So I think it's interesting to compare and contrast Asia to its peers. Within the investment grade space, the spreads look quite fair these days, and if anything, are approaching slightly rich valuations. Now, there are still interesting opportunities there, and one of those spaces is the triple B bucket, particularly in China. Now, there has been concern, of course, in this space of downgrade risk, fallen angel risk, but with that improving sentiment, you know, and the underlying fundamentals, and also recognizing that a lot of these companies have spent the last 2-3 years amidst the COVID period actually shoring up balance sheets, improving their overall credit profiles as well. So they're in a much better position to face the uncertainties that we see in the world today. I think the other areas that we are looking at, particularly in the high yield space, is really how you go about getting that enhanced returns from our markets. And we like exploring subordinated issuance from high quality issuers. So rather than taking going down the credit curve, we're taking strong issuers and just taking slightly lower subordination in terms of the rank of bonds that we're investing, we're looking at. And I think the other is really, if you look at the quality of issuers as well, there are still issuers within the high yield space where the underlying fundamental profiles are underpinned by utility-like recurring incomes. Those cash flows are backed either by some positive regulatory framework, be it some policy tailwinds or some broader policy shift. Take a transition story in a place like India, for example. So businesses like that, industries like that, I think continue to offer opportunities for investors more broadly.
Okay. So compared to other developed markets, how are Asia corporate bonds different? I mean, what are the competitive edges that make Asian corporate bonds more attractive for investors?
It's good to look first at the type of issuers that we see within Asia. And ultimately, what we are seeing, especially through the course of 2022, that the overall Asia credit index as a whole has improved in its quality.
Okay.
The underlying ratings have improved on the average. Now, if we look at the breakdown of issuers within the Asia credit market, there is a heavy presence of sovereigns, a lot of quasi-sovereigns as well. So government-linked or government-related entities that are issuing within our space. And these are really backed by governments and sovereigns that have improved in their fundamental picture over the last few years. We're talking about the building up of reserves, central banks that have learned lessons over the past few crises that the global financial markets have experienced, and really putting those lessons to work to ensure that their economies remain quite stable. We think about, even monetary policy. Asian economies have also been very advanced in terms of ensuring that they're tackling the likes of inflation, and in many ways have been ahead of the Federal Reserve in many aspects. So that overall underlying operating environment is certainly a lot better in Asia. And not forgetting, of course, that this is one of the few regions in the world which is projected to have growth over the coming year, if not coming few years, compared to some of the developed market peers that we're seeing where recession is now an overhang.
Right.
You have threats of negative growth as well.
I mean, Asian high yield bonds, they were one of the most downturned sectors in 2022, but it looks like they've surged around 30% since November 2022, earlier this year. How are they faring at the moment?
So if we look at the year-to-date numbers, overall Asian high yield is down year-to-date, 1.5% or so. So given back some of the gains that we've seen since November, a lot of that gain has been driven by the Chinese reopening trade that everyone has spoken very much about. Now, if we look at what has happened, if we take a separate index which has a lower exposure to China, a lower concentration in China, the overall Asian credit market is up year to date, 1.85%. So really what has driven that weakness is the Chinese high yield market. Now, it comes back to the earlier points that we were talking about, that of the reopening perhaps taking a slightly different shape or trajectory than many had anticipated. But nevertheless, there is an element here of throwing the baby out with the bathwater. There are names in the Chinese high yield space which have been punished, despite the fact that they are seeing, improved revenue numbers, improved earnings numbers, and certainly a trough in their earnings profiles as well. So there is opportunity here for investors that are willing to take a bit more of a long-term view of the market, and certainly an opportunity to capture some of those enhanced yields or high yields that you spoke about.
I see. Then would you say investor appetite has improved for Asian bond markets now, or not so much?
There's certainly an element of that. I would say that there is certainly a broad consensus that fixed income is very attractive mm-hmm. this year. What we sense is perhaps a bit of hesitance on the back of what has happened over the course of 2022. Mm. I think the investors generally accept that there is a lot of strength in Asia from a macro perspective as well. But getting past the history of 22, I think will take some time. But certainly we are seeing a bit more forward looking views being baked into investors' expectations these days.
Okay. So what is your overall outlook for the Asian credit market for the rest of the year?
We're quite constructive, but at the same time, we are picking, you know, where we want to have exposure. We don't necessarily foresee that it's a straight path upwards mm-hmm. In terms of returns. But what we do expect that many pockets of the market will continue to deliver mm-hmm. good, stable carry or income. Mm-hmm. While at the other side of it, there are, again, these areas where the market perhaps has been a bit too cautious, too mm-hmm. fearful. As investors start to understand the underlying trajectory of these companies, that will reprice as well. Mm-hmm. But one of the other aspects I think is very key this year is one of looking at duration positioning, understanding how yields and particularly U.S. Treasury movements will play out and being positioned for those moves as well.
Okay. And before we let you go, Henry, do you have any advice for investors looking to tap into the Asian credit market?
I think it's a great time to be re-looking, particularly from the slight softening we've had in the market. We have to be quite selective in terms of where we're looking at this market. There is a lot of opportunity to be invested in bonds from high-quality issuers. And at the same time, there continues to be many policy tailwinds that help the asset class. But there will still be some speed bumps along the way as we see these global risks start to play out. So we are concerned of aspects like refinancing risk, liquidity risk, mm-hmm. And just being, you know, cautious of those risks in your portfolio will be very key.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Henry, for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Henry Low, who's the head of Asian credit at Aberdeen. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.